found herself in an unusual position. Second place on the podium, Australia's Ariana Titmus lived up to her billing as the Terminator when she chased down Ledecky in the 400 freestyle, winning one of Tokyo's most anticipated swimming matches. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 108 points at the opening bell. This is SRN News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day you want to slow down, take it easy, stay hydrated. It's going to feel very sauna-like out there. Today's high temperature will reach the middle 90s, but the heat index will be near or above the 105 danger range. Some widely scattered storms will cool off a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight will be steamy, overnight low temperature down to about 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, those random storms will be a little bit more numerous. That'll help, but high temperatures will still be in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For the Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Two people are dead and a third is in critical condition following a double murder and attempted suicide in Elmore County. Sheriff Bill Franklin says William Jeffries shot and killed his wife, Susan Jeffries, and his mother, Joyce Jeffries, before turning the gun on himself. William Jeffries is hospitalized in critical condition. Police say the shooting stemmed from a domestic dispute. In Tallapoosa County, police say 70-year-old Michael Johnson's body was found in a wooded area of Highway 50 just south of Dadeville. Police have identified a suspect and a warrant has been issued for the arrest of 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on murder charges. Please call the authorities if you know of Wyckoff's whereabouts. And a sinkhole has developed in downtown Montgomery at the corner of North Perry and Jefferson Street. Drivers should avoid the area. MPD has the area blocked off. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Pro Summer Savings. Stop by the Pro Desk and get an extra 5% off volume savings orders over $1,500. Plus, look for limited time values across the store, including tools, appliances, and other pro essentials to help you get the job done right. Shop today at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Terms and exclusions apply. See Pro Desk in store for details now through July 30th, U.S. only.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Vuse by You, you can choose from four colors, three flavors, three nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted dates 21 and over tobacco consumers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
School, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the gold, you know the thing.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy result.
A man and a woman.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader has taken the day off, and, he's earned it. You know, and I'm going to quadruple his pay. Because I'm just that rich. But in studio, we have a very special guest to kick off the show. Here on a Monday morning, instead of getting caught up in the news cycle, we're going to be talking to, well, Jeff Deist. He has the title these days of president of the Mises Institute out of Auburn, Alabama. But for years, Jeff, you worked hand-in-hand, I think, up on the Hill with Congressman Ron Paul. And just to jump right into it, when did you first meet Dr. Paul? When did you first start working for the guy?
Well, I met him a long time ago, late 80s, early 90s. I was in college. So I've known him since then and stayed in touch with him and eventually worked for him for a few years on the Hill. So that was the Bush, Cheney, Ashcroft, Tom DeLay years, Iraq War II, Patriot Act, Homeland Security, 9/11.
Right.
It was sort of that era, early 2000s. So, interesting experience. Glad to be out of D.C. And I really think it's time, and I mean this sincerely, that regardless of your political stripes, regardless of your ideology, that we think about turning our backs on D.C. It is a hopeless basket case when people talk about running for Senate or something. They don't understand what's going on up there. They don't understand how absolutely toxic and gridlocked and hopeless it is. D.C. can't do, it literally, mathematically cannot do what it tells us it's going to do, namely pay Social Security and Medicare entitlements, especially Medicare Part D for decades and decades as the over 65 population doubles. And it also can't remake Iraq and Afghanistan and Yemen and Iran or whatever into Jeffersonian democracies, to put it mildly. It is hopeless, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be thinking realistically, strategically that way. And again, I don't care what your politics or ideology is. That's just the reality.
Well, you're singing my tune. I think I might have said the other day on Week that I wouldn't mind if Washington, D.C. sank into the ocean. I'd want all the people to be evacuated first, of course, and... but, you know, just like Atlanta sink right into the ocean, or like the island of Great Britain in Jefferson's imagination. And I worry, and this is what made me think about it, talking to you, Jeff. You know, I've followed the Mises Institute for years, and y'all just came off of a great week of Mises U. And folks, when you go, you can find videos at Mises Media on YouTube, or just go to Mises.org. You're going to find that these folks actually care about ideas. There's actually conversations about economics and history and applying, you know, political theory and economic theory to history and to the future. And that's why I followed y'all for so long. It's not sort of flavor of the month. There's this deep knowledge there and a tradition that's now over a century old, coming up on two if we keep this going, and I think we will. But you know what made me think of talking to you the most, Jeff, is not following y'all for years, is I've been interviewing these Senate candidates running.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one, Katie Britt, she was started as press secretary and then later became chief of staff for Richard Shelby, the senator from Alabama, has been very much caught up in what I call my big three. And my big three are the mass surveillance in the national security state, the uncontrollable debts and deficits that are often even worse than we most people realize when you bring in the Federal Reserve and central banking. And then I talk about foreign policy and how we're stretched thin, and stretched thin is a polite way to put it. But, you know, I believe a little birdie told me, or maybe I just read it, you start as press secretary for Ron Paul and you come back as chief of staff years later. And so if you do have, we're not picking on Katie here or Mo Brooks or Jessica Taylor or Linda Blanchard, anybody running for Senator House, but when you say D.C. is a mess and the ruling class is a mess and it's time for us to turn our back on them, I mean, what do you mean? Did this come out of your experience there in D.C. with Ron Paul, or is it a combination of that experience along with, you know, things you've read and your history? What do you mean by it's time to turn our back on these folks?
Well, what I mean is that, first of all, you could be far more effective in trying to create more of the world you'd like to see at the state or local level. Point blank, when you go to Washington, D.C. as a politician, you are immediately brought into the Borg. People in leadership start telling you who to have on your staff. They start assigning you staff. You immediately become apprised of a reality, a grim reality called fundraising. These guys spend hours every day on the phone doing just that. You are immediately bossed around by leadership because people forget. The Constitution basically says the House and Senate can run by the rules they choose. So all this stuff about parties and leadership. So the majority party gets to set the entire schedule and calendar, decide basically every vote, whether a vote even happens, whether an amendment gets passed. So it's actually, you know, not the system you imagine. So we bought into this mythology that democracy, so-called mass democracy, creates some sort of compromise down the middle. We have the far left and the far right, and neither side gets everything it wants, but we all get some of what we want through this democratic process. And of course, that pretense has been entirely blown out of the water by Trump. You know, the two sides no longer pretend to even represent the other. There's no compromise. There's just an oligarchic class. And frankly, your U.S. representative or your senator is a step or two below that oligarchic class, we might say. So it's nothing good is going to come out of Washington, D.C. And I, you know, I wish we were a lot more like Switzerland, where 80% of your taxes go to your canton or your local province, and only 20% go to the federal government, because then we might be able to do something.
Oh, and I think there could be much more done at the local level, but, you know, we just had on city council candidates. I'm going to start doing a town hall with the district I live in, District 1, with Ed Grimes, who's newly elected. Congratulations, Ed. But you look at turnout, you know, voter turnout, if you want to measure enthusiasm that way, and it's abysmal. And a lot of folks say, oh, look at the apathy. Look at people don't care. I don't think it's necessarily apathy that could be part of it. I think people are wise to the way the system is now. How much power do I have when I talk to my city councilman member? How much power do they have? How much power does the mayor have? How much power does my state house rep or state senator or even the governor? How you doing, sugar? How you doing, KIV? How much power do they really have compared to D.C. when we're seeing out of the COVID year, especially all these strings attached to the money they're throwing down? I believe the Democrats pushed through, well, and the Republicans too, this idea that, okay, if you take this new CARES Act or, you know, Recovery Act money, you can't cut taxes. You can't cut your budget. You can't add this to a reserve fund, yada, yada, yada. I mean, how do we build more of a local identity and a local movement and cause when D.C. has its tentacles everywhere?
Well, you certainly can't blame people for thinking the federal government is the only game in town. That's the whole history of the 20th century, centralization and federalization. And not always with Congress, sometimes with a handful of Supreme Court judges, justices. But that said, COVID made us remember that we all have to live someplace. We all have to get energy and calories and prescription drugs and, you know, running water and all that into our homes. And at the end of the day, you have to be somewhere. That's a very local process. The local police have to be paid. The weeds along the highway have to be mowed, you know. And at the so I think COVID made people start looking at their neighborhoods and their towns a little differently because they were home. It got us out of that digital headspace we tend to live in, or at least guys like us tend to live
sure.
in. And made us thinking more along the lines. And, you know, it's sneaky, but with all this division and rancor in the country, people have started to think of themselves like, you know, I'm a Floridian. I'm
right.
a Californian. I'm a Texan because there's, you know, South Dakota was in the news with Kristi Noem a lot, with these different approaches. And so just like internationally, the CDC, the UN, the WHO were unable to project much authority internationally. Countries just sort of did what they wanted to do in experiments with COVID.
Right.
The same thing sort of happened in the United States. And so to me, that's a huge silver lining from COVID.
Well, and I hope that more and more we talk about local control. I think, you know, all politics is local. No, it's not, but it should be. It should okay. be is where I'm coming from. And I think partly that is getting folks to, you know, push D.C. away and say, you know what, we don't want to take the money because there are strings attached. You know, I think it was, I heard Judge Napolitano say recently that even Congress realized we can't regulate the blood alcohol level in your blood when you're, say, driving around after a few beers. But what we can do is bribe and strong-arm the states with transportation dollars. It's a kind of a classic trick they played to get, you know, the age of consent for, you know, to be 21. You know, you have to be 21 until you can consent to buy a drink of alcohol. And, you know, also, here's the rules that are going to regulate how much alcohol you can have in your blood when you're operating a vehicle. Now, I think everybody agrees that drunk driving is a horrible thing and can lead to horrible outcomes, but how do you define what's drunk? Oh, we're going to use a kind of metric out of nowhere. And so for Congress to say, okay, we don't have the powers to regulate this technically, just for here from D.C., so we're going to give money and control state governments through this. Now, and mostly we've also talked about government, but another big bad, let's say, and my eyes were open to it when Trump comes to power, and then I especially see it last year with the pandemic, and I think a lot of other folks seen this, is the role of, let's call them the corporate press, or some folks say the legacy press, some folks say the mainstream media, not my favorite term, but y'all know who I'm talking about, ABC, NBC, CBS, and don't forget PBS, where true elite opinion is made, and NPR, but also the cable networks, New York Times, Washington Post. Y'all know where I'm coming from. I think a lot of folks' eyes were open to this idea that they're not just biased. They have an agenda. They're trying to push a certain message that doesn't really fit reality but fits their agenda. So when you look at the role the press plays in all of this, it's not just that D.C. has money and they have rules and regulations that control local folks. I almost feel like our imagination and our cultural identity and character has been captured so much by these national communication organs. How do we, you know, start to develop more of a local identity in that regard? Because I have a sense I'm not going to find the great next narrative or story out of my city council meeting. I have a sense it's going to be from some new artist that comes around, and hopefully it'll be in Atlanta or Auburn or Montgomery or somewhere in Mississippi or Texas or Florida, as opposed to, say, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles.
Well, I guess the short answer to your question is the internet. But, you know, it's a little troubling. You and I were talking offline earlier about the consolidation in your industry and these big corporations who sort of, you know, syndicate a lot of radio shows. And, you know, so this station has local Montgomery-based shows. Where I live in Auburn, Alabama, we have the Opelika Auburn newspaper, which I subscribe to, and that's how I get my local football, and that's, you know, the high school football. So that, I think that kind of thing has been strangled to an extent. It's still there. It still has a heartbeat. It's important. But I'm still amazed at the relative amount of freedom we have online to talk to people, in other countries, to, you know, sort of compare and contrast notes. The internet has a comment section. And I'm always amazed when there's some New York Times article and then there's 10,000 rabble-rousers just savaging it in a Twitter feed. Maybe that's sort of a release valve for our for the narrative. In other words, we give people the illusion of having some sort of ability to talk back or comment. And maybe that's real, but I certainly think that everything interesting that happens in the world, including when it comes to thoughts about politics or government or philosophy or ideology, always happen on the margin. Everything interesting in this world happens on the margin. So when Joe Rogan goes to Spotify, for example, almost by definition, you know his most interesting shows are behind him, right? Because he's less marginal at that point. When Howard Stern went to Sirius, I guess he went to Sirius.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way the world works. So you gotta if you want to change things, you have to look at the margins. You have to be comfortable talking to people on the margins, and you have to view the future as starting there.
272-9228 if you want to get in on this conversation. My guest is the president of the Mises Institute, Jeff Deist. And, you know, I didn't know you had a background in, you were a tax attorney?
Yeah, I was an M&A, mergers and acquisitions attorney for a long time.
I'm
a little older than you, Joey.
Well, that's fair enough. I'm used to it, Jeff. I'm very much used to it. Though there has been a change. I mentioned those Senate candidates. I'm used to talking to, like, 60-something-year-old, guys. Mostly in politics. Now we have 2 30-something-year-old women running for Senate in Alabama, and watch out for those mama grizzlies or mama bears, so to speak. But I do worry that some of this new talent, you're going up to D.C. and you're going to get stuck in the swamp and in the muck and the mud, but we'll see. 272-9228. Let's go to line one here. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Clint.
Hey,
good morning, guys.
Morning, Clint. You're on with Jeff Deist.
Yeah, I like this guy. He has said everything I've been thinking for a long time. So, kudos to you, young man.
See, I'm a young man, Joey.
Clint, how old are you, you reckon? You don't have to give every tale away, but I remember
I'm
you
60.
Telling 60?
I'm 67.
67, okay. Yeah, and I remember you giving me tales of being out there. What, you were in the Desert Storm, right, in a tank?
Correct.
Yeah, and then, I mean, when you look at the... You know, your service for the U.S. military and the U.S. government, I mean, I'd imagine you look back fondly in many ways, but I don't know, Clint. You and I have gotten to know each other over the years here, and there's something just rotten about D.C. at this point.
Absolutely. He couldn't put it no better than the way he just put it. Now, I got a question for you, sir.
Okay.
Been trying to watch the new, the six-panel team that Pelosi is putting together to investigate January 6th.
Yes.
You familiar with that?
I am.
Yeah.
All right, but every Republican that McCarthy has put up there, she has kicked off the panel. Is she looking for a yes man or a yes woman?
Well, apparently now it includes Adam Kinzinger, who's from Illinois, who's just kind of a real swamp rat. Look, this is narrative building. They're trying to turn January 6th into a 9/11 of sorts, and the whole point of this is to paint a certain part of the electorate, a certain part of the country, as outside the bounds of acceptable behavior, to basically criminalize political dissent, to view these people as traitors or insurrectionists. It's all just gross hyperbole, but look, politics is war by other means, so that this is the kind of thing you ought to expect, and the Democrats are a lot better at it.
And it's interesting, Clint, the Republicans that Pelosi will accept are the same Republicans that would love to get us into more new wars and continue the spying and continue the spending. These Quislings,
I know that.
If you might use that.
I know that, yeah. But McCarthy, he's appointed two more, mm-hmm. Understand?
Yeah.
Pelosi going to kick them off? I mean, you can't win. I mean, like you said earlier, sir, there's no compromise.
Right, but it's her job to kick them off. We have to stop thinking with this mindset that there's fairness in politics. There's winning and losing. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean per se that everybody up there is evil or something like that. That's not how it works. But the point is that this is a turf fight, okay? There's two gangs. We got the Crips and the Bloods. And they're fighting over turf. And the turf is us.
Gotcha.
The turf is us and our taxes and our obedience. And so... we got to get out of, you know, the after-school special, how a law is made. What were those things called when I was a kid?
Well, how do you do that?
We have to get out of that, and I think you start with the right mindset. I think you start with demanding candidates who are not giving you this sort of lovey-dovey story about politics and saying, look, when we send somebody up to Washington, D.C., You know, we want to know who they are. We don't want to lose them to the swamp. So that's something you can control. But unfortunately, what you can't control is this federalization, this centralization, where people in California wake up in the morning worried about who the next senator from Alabama is and vice versa. That's a system that I think is going to unravel, and it's one we need to smash.
Well, Clint, it's all about localism. It's all about local ideas.
Yes, sir. I would agree with that. All we can do is the best we can do.
There you go, Clint. Appreciate you.
That's it. Have a good day, guys.
I've gotten to know Clint over the years, Jeff. Great guy. We got a lot of stories, and we've gone back and forth on air before. 272-9228. Hold your positions. Quick break here. We'll come back more with Jeff Deist after this.
You don't tell your pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Shake your leg, Junior. Thank God your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you. Should have died of shame. Well, hi there. How you doing?
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. So far this year, over 3,900 homes have sold and closed, which is over 600 homes closing every month. The average sales price was over $221,000. Many home buyers were in the first home homebuyer price range, which means that first home homebuyers are out in force, and that is a good thing for buyers, sellers, and the economy. Our supply of homes is very low, and this generates multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market, and we are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is that tear gas impacting you? Are you having a hard time seeing?
Yeah.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Our special guest this morning, Jeff Dice, president of the Mises Institute. You can check it out online, Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org. And not to go too much into this, but Mises, you go all right this year?
Yeah, people complain about institutions in this country, so we try to do our small part to build our own. And that's basically a week-long university where people unlearn a lot of economics they might have been taught and hopefully learn some correct economics.
Hear, hear. 272-9228. Let's go to Suzelle. Hey, Suzelle, you're on with Jeff Dice.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. You know, you said all politics are local, and I do believe that, and been involved long enough to know that. And wanted to put two things out there, and then I'm going to hang up and let y'all discuss this. But talking about the local politics and the vaccination comment that our governor for the state of Alabama has said, I truly believe that Governor Ivey has missed the mark on this vaccination. I believe she tried to divide Alabamians into two categories, vaccinated and unvaccinated, those shameful unvaccinated. And I dare to differ. I believe there's three categories. I think there is the vaccinated by choice. Well, some of them by force, but we'll get to that later. But, and then there is the people that have the natural immunity, such as myself. And just like we have natural immunity to other diseases, I see no reason to put myself at the risk that the vaccination has since I've already had the COVID. And then there is the unvaccinated by choice that may have never had COVID and feel like the risks are greater. This is a unscientific, un-FDA vaccination. We have no idea what the long-term effects are. You've got your young women that are childbearing age sweating bullets that their companies aren't going to make them get this vaccination because there's already a lawsuit in Alabama about how it can keep you from having children. So Governor Ivey has it totally and completely wrong on two-thirds of the Alabamians. So that's local politics. I just want to put one last thing in there. This unbelievable, sad, abominable act that they're doing in our prison system for $5. They're putting a $5 value on the life of a person in prison in Alabama. $5 value on their life because they may take that vaccination for $5 not knowing the long-term effect. You talk about an experiment. It certainly reminds me of another medical experiment we've done in Alabama. So those are my comments, and I'll hang up and I'll listen. Thank you,
Suzelle. Jeff, here's how maybe we could approach that. Disagree if you like. You've been in Alabama how long now?
7 years.
7 years. So you've really gotten to know the lay of the land, say, in the last 7 years. What do you think of Governor Ivey on the pandemic response, but in general?
Yeah, I saw that clip. Maybe it was an inarticulate thing she said out of frustration. You can tell she's under some pressure to not be seen as some red state anti-science governor. You know, there's that sort of clannishness amongst governors where they all want to be, the more advanced state. So I get that. Personally, I wish vaccines were like sex and religion. We didn't talk about them publicly. but now we do talk about sex and religion publicly ad nauseum. So that's what's changed. But, you know, look, she's probably got to say that. I get it. And as for the prison thing, I wasn't aware of that. I am a fan of Cam Ward, former state senator. He's now involved with the Bureau of Prisons, and I think he's a good guy. One thing he's been involved in, I think he cares about prisoners. I think he wants better conditions for them. He was involved in a study on air conditioning, the state prisons in Alabama, which are almost entirely unair-conditioned. I told him, I said, look, I'm the most obnoxious libertarian type you're ever going to meet. I said, you go ahead and tax me to air-condition Alabama prisons. I'm fine with that.
I have prisoners, and, you know, we won't say how they get this information out. You know, it's smartphones that get smuggled in. But they send me pictures and videos of what's going on in Alabama's prisons. And if y'all want a nightmare, a waking nightmare, just go look up Alabama prisons on YouTube. It is... The fact that it exists here in 2021, in this day and age, it's horrible stuff. Not like we're saying, hey, everybody that goes to prison is innocent, or, they obviously are there for a reason, most of them. But, you still have to be humane. And cruel and unusual punishment, I thought, was outlawed by our dear Constitution. And, yeah, Governor Ivey, I had the same take, Jeff, where it almost seemed like she internalized the shame and was putting it back out against the population who voted for her last time, that she's now courting to vote for her again. And, inarticulate's one way. It didn't seem like she was very confident and was almost freaking out in her statement, in a way. And last week was saying, who cares what the governor, what Andrew Cuomo thinks? Who cares what Gavin Newsom, who's on his way out, thinks? And, dear God, let's have, Larry Elder run the state of California. Mm-hmm. Who would want that for Larry? Mm-hmm. I don't want to punish him that way. But it's like, why does Alabama's governor care so much what these places, far-flung places in the nation, think so much?
Well, I think there remains some anti-Southern bias in this country, certainly in the media, certainly with Trump and the idea of red versus blue states, which really was born out of the 2000 election, Bush versus Gore. But then when Hillary Clinton came up with the term deplorables, I mean, all this stuff's been intensifying. This red state versus blue state stuff is really bad. And what's so interesting about it, of course, is that red states contain deep blue cities and blue states contain deep red areas.
Yes.
So there's no neat geographical lines for this. I think anybody who is fanning this stuff at the federal level in the national media is a real lowlife, because peace begins at home.
Amen.
And I really think she is sensitive to being seen as a hickish red state governor.
Yeah, another hayseed coming out of Alabama. Next, you'll be standing in the schoolhouse door. Let's rub your nose in that again. Yeah, I got the same thing when I watched that clip. And it's amazing what you can see in 15, 30 seconds and read into. 272-9228. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on with Jeff Deist.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate you talking about the local stuff. That's extremely important. We had a situation here, and I don't know if it's still on the table, where our city, our mayor here in Montgomery, is trying to push a human rights council or a committee to go oversee any type of issues with somebody being hired that thought they were or fired incorrectly or didn't get a city contract, or and they were going to put in a council like they have in New York City, and then you'd be brought up on this in this committee, and then you could be fined by the committee or the city. And so that kind of dissipated a little bit, but like you said, I mean, you can change so much locally than you can do if you went and became a senator. I mean, you could be a state representative, and we've seen how important state reps are, or state legislatures are just recently with the vaccine passports they passed here and stuff like that. So, that's, to me, is, I've always thought that needs to really be the main focus, your more local government. And I appreciate you making that comment. I think people understand it more than ever now. As far as KIV goes, I hope her comments made somebody decide to primary her. We already have one person. I think there needs to be another, at least to give her a shot of, you know what being a conservative is. But also, too, I don't understand how you can pressure people and make them feel guilty by
taking an experimental vaccine. I mean, I just that blows my mind.
Well, guilt is part of politics because politics is religion. So guilt is inherent in all of this. Shame, othering, the scapegoating, these are all essential. These are part and parcel of politics. This is all strategy. And so when I hear people talk about unfairness in politics, I think, well, would it be unfair if in the Revolutionary War, the British told a group of soldiers that a battle was happening at a certain time, and then they diverted and flanked them and lied about it? Of course not. I mean, this is what we're doing. So we have to view things that way. I'm not hot and bothered about the vaccine, other than I wish people would just stop talking about it, leave it to themselves. We can achieve herd immunity without everybody getting vaccinated. And KIV didn't do herself any favors the other day. She ought to push back. I actually have a primary candidate in mind on the R side. I'm not going to mention his or her name because they'd be PO'd if I did. But even if KIV wins, she ought to have a bit of a rough go in a primary and answer for what I consider her not egregious but not great handling of COVID.
Yeah, well, I mean, she gave it up to the health director and let him dictate policy. Right. And then she was always behind. She's always playing behind with everybody else. You know, Mississippi does this, Georgia did this, Tennessee. And then she was always last. I mean, she never really made the decision. It seemed like she was always leading from behind for some reason.
Right.
And I never understood that from her.
Joey, I got to tell you, Joey, as COVID was unrolling, I was watching an Auburn City Council meeting online. Of course, was online.
Why were you doing that to yourself anyway?
I was having a root canal at the same time. And so they're talking about the mask mandate and whether they want to have one in Auburn. And, of course, they were saying, geez, we don't want to have to force our local police to enforce this. We don't want to have to go to stores and say, are you enforcing this? I mean, they were really timid about it. And a couple days later, they met again. And in the interim, KIV had issued the statewide mandate. And you could just see the relief on their faces that they were off the hook for making that decision. And it really pissed me off.
Yeah. Take more responsibility if you're going to speak for the people, especially in your local neighborhood. You actually, you know, we could sit down like this and have dinner as opposed to, you know, oh, I saw the guy on the TV once, or to quote old brother Arthur, we're mass communicating. I appreciate it, Chris. 272-9228. You know, Chris mentioned Dr. Scott Harris. I don't know Dr. Harris personally, but whether it's Dr. Harris or at the top, you see Francis Collins, who runs NIH alongside with Anthony Fauci. Or it's, you know, public schooling, when you see these arguments about CRT and all these things coming up, you notice this trend of there are democratic forces, I mean little d, or populist forces, people, parents or individuals get upset, they go to make some big move talking to their legislatures, and you see that same relief or shrugging of responsibility back, well, but the science says, but the experts say. It's almost like there's this whole class of people, of technocrats, experts, scientists, whatever you want to call it, who are actually running things. And this maybe gets to your point earlier about this oligarchic group, that as much as we change who's, you know, the R or the D that's elected to a particular office, there are more folks with a lot of power that are untouchable for the people.
Yeah, it really is interesting. Look, when you bring up CRT, I'm all for teaching revisionist U.S. history. I'm all for not teaching the sanitized version. It just only seems to be revised in one direction.
Yeah.
So there's a price to be paid for localism, and that price is tolerance, and it's a heavy price. And what I mean by that is, let's say there is an all-black school district in Cook County, Illinois, home of Chicago, and they want to teach CRT verbatim. They want to adopt Nicole Hannah Jones's 1619 version of U.S. history and portray America as a deeply, incorrigibly racist place born out of racism. I disagree with that view of U.S. history, but I don't think anyone at the federal government level should have the power to tell Cook County, Illinois, what its local school district has to teach in its schools. So that's the price. That's the price I have to pay, is just tolerate views other than my own actually put into action into a curriculum with which I disagree. That's the price.
Hear, hear. I think we just need more of that. That you go your way, I go my way, and sometimes we'll meet up. And I think the number one thing that DC and that oligarchic or managerial class, whatever you want to call it, fears the most is people at a local level, wherever that is, joining hands across the normal divides that they push so often with their narratives. And I see that here, even in Montgomery. There's obviously tensions. There's a unique history to this city. But I think Montgomery, for instance, there weren't riots here in Montgomery. I think there's a reason for that, that there's a history and people in positions of power, maybe not always elected officials, but people who are known in the community said, hey, we don't have to do this. We can talk to one another. We can get to know one another. And I hope that is the path forward. When you see local folks joining together, D.C. sort of trembles a little bit that, oh, no, they're waking up. They might actually believe in this thing called Jeffersonian democracy. More news and views from 9 till noon. We come back with special guest Jeff Dice, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Bling, bling, bling. No money out of your pocket. We're going to re-bling things that you do not wear anymore. That's right. It's Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if it's sitting in a drawer, it doesn't belong there. We need to do something with it. Trade it in, make something new, or walk away with a big check. Either way, we are going to re-bling you. We're going to make it something wonderful. And you're going to have a big, big smile on your face regardless. So we're right there in the Pep Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Open 7 days a week. Whatever you're thinking about, come in and let us design or give you a check or whatever you want to do.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today is a day that will feel like we're living in a sauna. The heat index is expected to reach a dangerous level. The actual high temperature today headed for the mid-90s, heat index near or above the 105 danger range. So slow down, stay hydrated. There will be some widely scattered random storms that'll cool down a few lucky towns, but many towns will get skipped. Tonight's low, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms will be a little bit more numerous. Still, though, the high temperature will be in the low to mid-90s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228 with our special guest, Jeff Dice. And I'm enjoying the conversation today, Jeff. I'd love to have you back more often just to carry on, whether it's the news cycle gives and takes away, unfortunately. And some days, I think I was yelling at the end of the show last Friday, take me now, kill me now, God. So you just never know what mood you're going to be in. But I'd imagine you're a wise man and you don't constantly watch the news.
It's very, very tough because social media wants to pull us into a psychosis almost, where we have to follow the bouncing ball pinging around. And, of course, we want the dopamine hit. And I think that there's something very sinister about it. We weren't meant to know each other's innermost thoughts constantly expressed. I think it's very unhealthy, but it's like an arms race. If everybody else is doing social media, you feel like you have to as well, because I want certain views out there with regard to economics, for example. So it's very, very tough. And I think I hate to think what it's going to do to kids who have grown up exclusively in this environment.
Yeah. Yeah. When life's a stage in this brand new age, how do we engage? When people are kind of putting on the show, as I think I've seen you talk about before, but there's a difference, like even us sitting here. We're not talking like we would necessarily over dinner. We understand there are microphones in front of us, and that's fine when it's, you know, I do this 3 hours a day, or actually six. When I do, you know, social media, that's only so much of my day. Okay, it's one thing to do a show, but if your whole life becomes putting on a show, what does that do to somebody's psyche? What does that do to being able to actually connect with people?
Well, they're crafting a narrative. They're creating a brand. I've heard it referred to as the saga of me. Like we're supposed to sort of follow along. Oh, here I am on vacation. Oh, here's this beautiful sandwich I had. You know, and we all know. Every once in a while I'll meet someone and I'll say, hey, you actually look like your social media photo.
This is why I put a photo up where you can't see my face now. I kept having that experience. You look nothing like your social media. I'm like, well, now I'm down with just not even having photos of me out there. Just live my life. I like to live as a disembodied voice, let's just say. Hey, Randall.
Good morning, fellas. And I can't wait, Joy, that you lay down some words, get somebody to lay down some words on your instrumentals, because I just want to know what you think. You know what I mean? I can't wait.
Well, I got to write lyrics. By the way, Jeff, all these songs that we've been coming in and out, I've been making with GarageBand on my phone, so I got to lay down some vocal tracks here soon.
Nice.
It is. And to say all politics are local, and then that we get so much money from the government that has stipulations on it that we have to follow to order to get the money, it's kind of hard to put them two in the same boat. And what you was talking about earlier about us turning our backs on Washington, which is a good idea. And right now in Alabama, we supposed to have a choice, and we can make that choice, Jeff. And that's why I want you to try to help me see what that looks like. We got Mo Brooks on one hand, which ain't going to go up there and fight for no bunch of money to come back to Alabama like Shelby, or like Katie Britt will. I mean, so right now we can make a choice. Do we not want Alabama to turn their backs on the federal government a little bit? Because we could actually pick Mo Brooks, and he's not going to go up there and fight for the money like Katie Britt is. I mean, there ain't no way, because it's not in him. He's too conservative, and Katie Britt is the opposite. So what do we do as Alabamians? Do we turn our backs on the money now and hope that, you know what I mean, we don't need the money, or do we keep growing as Alabama and hope everybody turns it back at the same time?
Well, unfortunately, we're in this terrible R versus D thing. I wish we could have nonpartisan races for federal office like we do in Auburn, where I live, for city council. That would be a huge improvement. In Auburn, it's all about growth versus no growth. There's no R&D.
Right.
Look, Alabama's in surprisingly good shape. I went to a presentation by the state treasurer, John McMillan, recently talking about the state trust fund, which grew like 8% during the COVID year, spun out a bunch of money to the general fund, spun out a bunch of money to the education trust fund. Sales taxes, personal income taxes, corporate income taxes, all up 3-4% during a COVID year. I mean, what all that means is that we ought to be changing our mindset a little bit. You know, growth is inevitable. It's just inevitable. The U.S. population is getting older. 80-year-olds do not live in the snow and ice. You can't scrape your car when you're 80. like when you're 40. They're coming to Florida, they're coming to Arizona, the Southwest, and they're going to come to Alabama because the Carolinas have been discovered. Florida's full. Georgia's dominated by Atlanta. You know, where in the South is left where you still have reasonably inexpensive real estate, nice warm climate, you know, that's basically Alabama and Mississippi at this point. So they're going to come. We ought to get out in front of it. And I'd love it. I'm trying to do this myself, to think of ourselves more as Alabamanians rather than, you know, first and then Americans second, because there's so much we could do at the local level, at the state level. There's 5 million people. I mean, that's like Norway or Sweden. You can do plenty with 5 million people.
Yep.
But you got to have the right mindset, and I think that's where it starts.
And real quick, Jeff, Randall's the type that likes to go down rabbit holes. Randall likes to, he even likes homework assignments. You know, Randall, you keep calling up talking about if we had actually listened to the Tesla, we would have been better off. This is the sort of guy he is, Jeff. Is there any, like, homework assignment? I know this is kind of off the top of your head, that a book or maybe a video series you could throw Randall's way, something that he could do a deep dive on, because he's prone to doing these dives.
Wow, there's so much out there. I mean, I love Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson. I'll send you a couple, Randall, if you want one. I mean, it's because you can read it in an hour and a half. But you know what?
Yeah.
I think we're at the end of ideology. I don't consider liberty an ideology. I consider it to be what happens when you leave people alone. What do they do? That's to me. But look, I get it. A lot of people would view me as very heavily ideological because I, you know, I'm this no government crazy guy. Okay. But there's a guy named Nassim Taleb who wrote a book called The Black Swan, which is all about what happens when these crazy things come along that nobody anticipated. You know, you could say COVID is a black swan. And he has this great quote where he says, you know, I'm a libertarian at the federal level. I'm a Republican at the state level. I'm a Democrat at the local level. And I'm a socialist at the family level. And I absolutely love that, you know. And like we mentioned Senator Cam Ward earlier, look, if I got to pay some taxes to air condition these prisons, that's okay. You know, I can live with that. I don't need to have some sort of philosophical blinders. You know, I can live with things in Auburn. And I, you know, my city councilwoman in Auburn lives a block away from me. I call her up. She calls me back. It's the damnedest thing.
Well, Randall, we'll get you copies of some of what he mentioned. And also, Jeff, if folks want to find you on social media, where can they do that?
Well, I am on Twitter primarily, at Jeff Deist. It's J-E-F-F. And Deist, pronounced the German way, it's D like David, E-I-S-T, at Jeff Deist, if you want to have my jaundiced Twitter feed coming into your life.
Those are the best Twitter feeds. And, Randall, I got to run.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Appreciate it, man. Reach out on social media. And we got our top of the hour break here. If you can stay, I'm happy to have you stick around because I'm enjoying this a great deal. But if you got to run, Jeff, I understand that, too.
I'm good for a bit.
Okay. Cool. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Y'all stay tuned. Special guest Jeff Deist in the house.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-599.